Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, I don't know what hell's going to be like. It's a place of torment. The worm never dies. In other words, to me, that means the fire just is never quenched. It's just always burning. It's a place without God. Therefore, it'll be perpetual darkness, hatred, no hope, anything good. I mean, your worst day here will be eternally better than your, best day in hell. But I'll tell you what, things are foreshadowing. Just like when we taste Jesus, when we taste His Holy Spirit, it's a even though we're physically not in heaven right now, we get a feel for it. Well, lately when I talk about this quite frequently, when I go into Walmart and I just look around, particularly if I'm in a major city, what I see there, just women all tattooed, women, men, totally out of shape, I mean, bad. The dress appears to be willful dress that looks like bathing and hygiene and etiquette and manners are things that have totally been lost. On many occasions, it's raw animal visual / behavior. Whatever you want to call it, but it's comedians tend to make jokes about Walmart, but as a Christian, I think it's a good barometer of our society. I mean, I look at old films from even the 1800s, and I see all the men with top hats and shirts and ties and. Now, I know it's outward appearance. I get that. But it's still a manifestation on the society. It's some kind of cleanliness somehow, somewhere. But in these tapes you see on YouTube from the 1890s and the people going to the baseball games or even the boxing matches with shirts and ties and shine shoes and et cetera. Now, I know sin was still rampant then, don't get me wrong, but you know where I'm going with that. I mean, this is pre-electricity, pre-showers and bathing and probably soaps, etc. But yet society appeared to have some type of structure, and it seems like that's what we've lost. We've lost our structure. I don't know if it's because of all this sick, crazy music. I have no joy in this hip-hop garbage. I have no joy in this music that edifies death, sex, drugs, regardless of what culture it comes from. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's cute. I think it's destructive. I think it's all based on evil, demonic frequencies. I mean, music can direct people's attitudes, emotions, very, very easily. You know, depending on what the music is, you could cry, you could laugh, you could want to run through a brick wall, you could want to jump out of a window. Some of this, you know, I remember in college, the AC/DC would be cranking and people would be losing it because of the beat of the music. A lot of it's satanic. And you know that. You know that as a Christian. But gang, we can't just say ho-hum that this is normality. We can't say that this is just right and everything's okay. And if we have children, we better guard those Christian children like there's no tomorrow. Don't worry about being overboard, guys, parents. I'm not talking about these helicopter parents that are still wiping their kids' tush at age 10. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about beware of who your kids are hanging around with. Beware of what kind, if they're listening to music. beware of you know, their surroundings, because you are all they have. You are all they have. And many times a child will innocently just go by where their lusts take them. It's up to you as a parent. We're told as parents to guide our children and to direct them in the older women, or to teach the younger women. And the older sober men are to teach the younger men how to behave. You know, and I know in the society that we're in, we think we're holier than thou. I mean, it's interesting that they're getting ready to get rid of the Department of Education, which is very interesting. It's almost like, you know, bring back recess, bring back cursive writing, bring back music lessons for the students, bring back the fife and drum corps, bring back discipline. Bring it back. You know, the law is still a schoolmaster that leads us to Christ. The things that take us out of an animalistic behavior and put us into humanity, bring them back. You know, when Satan sneaks in, he basically wants you to live like and act like a beast. That's what he wants you to do. Husbands, protect your marriage like you would protect the most important thing in this world, because it is. Guard your wife. She's the weaker vessel. Don't try to reason with her. God doesn't say, oh, reason with your wife. She wasn't made to reason. She was made to love and take care of the household. Wife, women, listen to your husbands. Let them rule the roost. Yes, submit to them. Let them call the shots. I'm not saying clam up and you're a robot, but someone has to be the manager. You can't have all chefs in the kitchen. Nothing will ever get done. Let the man run the show. Men, don't be reasoning with your wife. To begin with, the carnal mind's an enemy of God anyway. Combine that with the woman being the weaker vessel. All right, especially if she's through her, she's still in the flower of her age, I guess you could say. Hey, 25% of the time she's getting ready to, you know, have her monthly period. 25% of the time she's involved in it. 25% of the time she's getting out of it. These poor women, this feminist movement started treating these women like men. What a bad rap. And calling it under this fake equality stuff. Yeah, women should be equal amongst women. Men should be equal amongst men. But as far as men and women go, how on earth could it be equal under those circumstances? And yet this sick society is saying that we could change sexes. Well, thank God it seems like the Holy Spirit is at least correcting that issue with the new presidency, I hope. But the fact of the matter is, we got to get back to basics, people. We got to get out of an animalistic mentality. We're creations made in the image of God. You know, all the rules, all these rules that appear to be crazy in the Old Testament, they're downright rude sometimes. Like, rules against bestiality, or rules against having sex with your mother, rules against having sex with your brother or sister. There's all kinds of rules that you say, why on earth are these in the Bible? You know what the Bible tells us? The whole world was doing these sick things. All the Canaanite nations were involved in just do it. Just do it. In God's chosen people, he gave some set rules in the book of Numbers, in the book of Deuteronomy, in the book of Leviticus, on how to separate. Separate. You could put them under the rules of morality. But without Christianity, who cares about morality? All right. If I'm a pygmy, just four generations ago, there were tribes in New Guinea eating one another. Cannibalism was rampant. They would have picnics where they would put the enemy on a pole and roast him and put all vegetables under him and have all the kids running around enjoying themselves. That was their morality because they were in total darkness led by Satan. Yes, this is the world we're living in. When the English came to India a couple hundred years ago, right? The Hindu religion was way out of control. They were throwing the wives in the graves with the husbands, burning the wives if the husband would die. Out of control, these pagan evil religions. They needed Christianity to show ultimate love. And of course, you're going to say, well, Christians have done this and Christians have done that. Of course, you're going to have perversions of quote-unquote Christianity, where it went AWOL. But I'm talking about the true faith of love shown by what Jesus Christ did on the cross for you and I. True love that the Word of God, God's spoken Word, left the kingdom of heaven and came and became flesh and walked this earth so he could be the Lamb of God and die for you in me to set us free. Set us free from demonic activity. Yes, when I go into those Walmart stores, I got to watch myself because the temptation is through the roof to say things, corrupt communication, to judge people. I don't know why these people are doing this. I don't know what would make a woman want to tattoo her forehead, her neck, both arms, hips, legs, calves. I don't know what's going through her head. I don't know if she was abused. I don't know what her lifestyle was. I don't know. And I've learned to shut my mouth and stay out of judgment and just pray. Just pray. Now, of course, there's righteous judgment. I see something's wrong. I get that. But I'm talking about judging somebody, saying I'm better than them. You got to be kidding. I am not better than anybody. But the fact is, we got a huge disconnect going on. And Christian that's listening to me, particularly Christian families, remember, Satan's going to want to destroy your family. He's going to want to make the woman be the boss. He's going to want to make the husband be effeminate and a weakling. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he's going to say everything is equal. No, it isn't equal. You're the manager. You're the boss, male. Yes, you are. You call the shots. You work. You take care of your wife. Take care of her mentally, spiritually, physically. Make sure she's okay. Take care of her. She's the weaker vessel. Woman, you take care of the house. Somebody has to. It's the most important unit there is in the whole world, the house. Yet the powers of darkness have somehow flipped it upside down, where we ridicule a housewife, where we ridicule a working mom or a mom that lives in the house. It's been flipped. It's been flipped over. It's one of the toughest. At times, you're fighting boredom. You're fighting all kinds of things, all kinds of thoughts. Let me tell you, the Lord loves the job you're doing because you're preparing the next generation for the kingdom. Most important job there is in the planet. Well, God bless you, people. I just felt led to, I don't know, talk about a few things, let's just say. But ultimately, it's about the cross. It's about what Jesus Christ did for us. And it was the true sign of love. And God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.